When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Coming up, we're going to go behind enemy lines with Chris Russell. He's from the Team 980 in Washington as we try to figure out what's going to go down on Sunday night. I can't wait for this game. Commanders and Falcons, Penix and Daniels, the two quarterbacks that were taken high in the first round, obviously. And Jaden Daniels has played great for the Washington Commanders this year. We're going to talk plenty more about that. We got to talk some college football, though, right now with our buddy Bill Bender as we hit the dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Let's go around college football. We spent a lot of time today talking about Gunnar Stockton and what's going on with Carson Beck. And Bill Bender, Sporting News senior writer, I want to ask you first about Ryan Day, because there's been so much conversation about, you know, if he had lost that game and would they have let him go, and everybody points to the record. He's beaten everybody except Michigan. Ryan Day's a really good coach. Do you think that this is overplayed and that people are taking this way too far with Ryan Day's record against Michigan specifically and what he's done against everybody else in the Big Ten?
That's such a tough question when you live in the Central Ohio bubble. Because I was writing this before the game, and I'm being 1,000% serious when I say if you ask 10 Ohio State fans, would they rather win the national championship or beat Michigan? At least five will say beat Michigan. Mm. At least five. And this is why the 12-team playoff is such an interesting test for that, because Ohio State is fully capable of winning the national title. When they play like they did in the first quarter Saturday night, they can beat anybody. And, you know, for Ryan Day, the beat Michigan thing is real. But I think, I'm going to be honest, I think Russ Bjork has a point. Like, we live in a – it's NFL-like now. You know, like, for the Falcons, you can lose to the Saints and win the Super Bowl, and you forget about that regular season loss to the Saints, right? And I think college football's headed that way a little bit.
When it comes to this 12-team playoff, Bill, I really think that the first round showcase was something that we could look at as a test case to say what might work and what might not work. What were your primary takeaways from the format, and do you think things like reseeding and reshuffling the deck should be considered as early as next year?
Yeah, I mean, what works on campus works. Those environments were awesome. You know, I was in one where 30% of the stadium was orange, and it was still, that made it better, honestly, because I think that jacked up the Ohio State fans even more. They need to reseed it. There's no question, because the 8-9 game should have been Boise State, Indiana. I don't like that Oregon's reward for a 13-0 season is Ohio State, right?
Right.
So we've got to seed it properly. And, you know, the two best games, I think the four teams, I'll put it to you this way. The four teams, in my opinion, most likely to win the national championship are playing each other in the second round. You know, I think Georgia and Notre Dame, that's another one. That shouldn't be a quarterfinal matchup, in my opinion. Maybe some of that's unavoidable. But, yeah, other than that, we can complain about blowouts all we want, but did you not? We kind of all see them coming. Vegas saw them coming. Every spread was 7 points or more.
Yeah, it's valid. And we've talked about the number of blowouts, whether you go back to the BCS era or even the 14 playoff. It happens, and I think it's just a part of college football. We all kind of overreact when it gets to teams that you feel like individually or personally that didn't belong. We're talking with Bill Bender, guy, Sporting News senior writer. So real quick, the last time Ohio State and Oregon played, I'm just taking people back. Final score was 32-31. It was a great game, overtime. and you saw Will Howard throw for 326 and Dylan Gabriel throw for 341, are we going to have a similar kind of game in this semifinal or this quarterfinal round that we're going to see coming up next week?
I mean, it's on Ohio State to adjust. I think Oregon was the only team this season that showed that they could throw the ball down the field on them. I can't think of another team that really did. And for Ohio State, it's trusting Will Howard to throw the ball down the field. Jeremiah Smith's pretty good. We saw that on Saturday. Didn't see it in the second half of the Michigan game, but saw it on Saturday. And I anticipate that game is going to be a shootout, a lot of fun. And we're going to find out what the advantage is for Oregon having that rest, because I do think being on the West Coast in the Rose Bowl, less travel, all those things will help them. But I, as a guy, again, I grew up with the Big Ten, and you tell me 10 years ago, hey, Billy, Oregon and Ohio State are going to play Big Ten and non-Big Ten in the Rose Bowl in 2024-25, and it's going to be in a 12-team playoff. I would have said, I don't know who you are, but you need to put that bottle down.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't think anybody predicted that we would be here, especially with them being in the Big Ten conference. Let me ask you, Bill, about why you think people disrespect Boise. I think there are a lot of people around the country just seeing Penn State versus Boise, and they're going, oh, Penn State. And I don't think that Boise is getting the respect they deserve, and maybe they don't know about Ginty. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's really talented, and he's not just really talented. When you challenge Barry Sanders' records, I showed my son Barry Sanders' game log from 1988.
Crazy.
Just to, like, drive that point home.
Ugh.
This is who he's challenging, okay? And these are the records that he's putting up, and he's doing it against 8 and 9 man fronts. I think the challenge for Boise is this Penn State defense is pretty darn good, especially up front with Abdul Carter. They're both of those teams are really good at stopping the run. So I do think there's going to be a little bit more pressure on Maddox Mattson to make some plays and a little more pressure on Drew Aller to make some plays. And a fun stat for the Fiesta Bowl would be Boise State's 3-0. All I have to say is Boise State Fiesta Bowl, everybody says, what? Statue of Liberty.
Right.
Penn State 7-0 in the Fiesta Bowl. When you say Penn State Fiesta Bowl, you think about the Fatigues game with Miami in the 1980s for some of us older guys. So I love that stage. I think it's the perfect New Year's Eve game.
Wow, you brought that back. I forgot about the Fatigues game. That's on the documentary. You're right. We are talking with Bill Bender here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bill, can Arizona State get Scadabo in the running game going against the front for Texas?
That will be the key. If they can't, they're going to get blown out because Texas's defense is active. They had 7 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, 9 pass breakups in that first-round game of a competitive first-round game with Clemson. And they ran all over the Tigers. That was good news for Quinn Ewers. I mean, we talk so much about Quinn Ewers at Texas and Arch Manning that we forget the rest of the team's really good. And I think that's going to be an uphill battle for Arizona State. They are solid. They were playing as well as anybody at the end of the year. But in order for Scadabo to do that, Sam Levitt, who had, I think, 3 or more touchdowns in 5 of their last 6 games, he's going to have a really good game against a awesome Texas secondary. So, I mean, the long haul, we talked so much about Penn State's path being wide open. Well, Texas's is pretty wide open, too, and I think that's why they're the betting favorite to win it all right now.
All right. Give me your thoughts on Georgia with the quarterback situation. We know Carson Beck had the surgery. Gunnar Stockton's going to be the guy. But how do you feel about this team and what you saw in the SEC championship game? Because we just got a sample, right? It was basically, you know, a half or so with Gunnar Stockton. I thought he stepped in and did a really good job, and ultimately they won the game. But how do things change in your mind for Georgia?
I mean, the offense was functional. It's not – that's my thing is they won the game. He made one mistake, that one throw you're going to want back in a critical spot. If you take that away, the running game was going with ETN. The interior line looked really good. And he just – they're going to take high-percentage throws. I would anticipate that the tight ends are really involved, and they're good tight ends, Oscar Delp and Lawson Lucky. And, Brock, by the way, Brock Bowers is about to win me a fantasy football championship. So we will always love Brock Bowers if he can get it done for me next week. But George is really – I mean, I think if he just doesn't turn the ball over, plays within himself, and has the – support of the running game, that Notre Dame loss of Riley Mills is huge. I mean, he was a game wrecker in the middle for them. They do have Howard Cross back, but that's a big loss for the Irish.
Speaking of the quarterback play, on the flip side, do you anticipate that Riley Leonard can lead them to a shootout type of victory? Because I don't know, Bill, if I've seen enough of that, and I think Georgia may have the edge there. He was nothing short of a game manager in the last game. He did enough, but I have not been overly impressed this season like I thought I was going to be.
You got to get him in third and long. I anticipate their game plan will be similar to Georgia Tech's. They have three running backs that average 6 yards per carry. And Riley Leonard is active in the running game. So I think if you can get them in third and long, force him to make some throws. I mean, the Notre Dame question always revolves around guys on the perimeter, right? Can they make plays against SEC teams? And Jordan Faison had a nice bowl game, but that will be the key. So it is a challenge, though, against this running game. Jeremiah Love, very good. Jadarian Price, very good. And then they got Aeneas Williams involved there, too. So it'll be about how does Georgia stop that running game. And I'm looking at that game thinking, I mean, like the last two they played, this feels like a 21-17 game to me.
All right, let's talk a little bit about just the state of college football. Every coach that I know, and I'm sure everyone you talk to leading into the championship week, was frustrated and disgusted with the idea they had to deal with.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The portal. So the timing of when this thing opens and closes, they're going to change that, right, Bill? I mean, that's been a big point of contention for a lot of coaches, saying dealing with this and then also getting ready for championship games. I'm not going to say it's unfair. You just got to deal with it. But that part of it sounds like it's broken when you talk about this portal situation.
Yeah, I go back to the championship game a couple years ago. Kirby Smart, Sonny Dykes on the podium, and Sonny Dykes is talking about, hey, I'm getting ready for Georgia, and I've got, and at the time, obviously a really hard game, and he had guys on campus trying to transfer.
Yep.
So we desperately need to fix the calendar, and I have a couple suggestions. Move the season up. Take off a regular season game. Let's play at 11. We can do away with the conference championship games if you want, and then let's start the playoff right away. That was one thing that struck me about last week is Ohio State and Tennessee played 3 weeks after their last regular season game, and I'm thinking – can you imagine if I'm a Green Bay fan. If I had to wait 3 weeks from week 18 to a wild card game,
it's a long
time. I don't
think
I could handle that. Yeah. I don't know if the teams could handle that. So we definitely need to move things up. So situations that happen, like what happened with Bo Prabula at Penn State last week, don't happen. I think that's an easy pick.
When you say move it up, though, when are we? So if we did that, 1st of December, we're starting the playoff?
I would.
Okay.
I would go right away. I would play the first three rounds, what, December 1st, December, three weekends. Then, you know what? We could take 2 weeks, and we could finish this thing on January 1st.
Yeah.
And I've thought this all along. I'm an NFL guy, too. I don't like the thought of going head-to-head against the NFL into deep January because I think it's a losing battle. The interest – and it doesn't have to be because, you know, yeah, we're super interested in the NFL when it gets to the divisional round. Let's let college have its spotlight. We do have – the quarterfinals are on unopposed with the NFL on New Year's Eve and January 1st, and I'm almost guaranteeing outside of this, those will do better than anything else college football has for the rest of the season.
I agree. Bill Bender, great job, man. We appreciate you stopping by. Happy holidays to you and your family, and look forward to seeing what happens in these playoffs. Thank you so much.
Hey, happy holidays. Happy holidays. I got it right. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much for having me on.
No doubt. You too. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, Caleb Johnson's going to join us. Hawks with a big win last night.
That idea, by the way.
I do too. You got to get everybody on board. I think the coaches, by the way, I think most of these coaches would be all for it. They just don't like the idea of trying to retain your own guys and get ready for a championship caliber game. That's just, it's not right. But Caleb's going to stop by, man. Hawks reporter for 92.9 The Game next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.